You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Enjoy early access to ad-free episodes each week when you subscribe to Wedding Planning Podcast Premium in Apple Podcasts. Enjoy the show. Today, we're reviewing 8 wedding planning blind spots that you should put on your radar right now. That's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Why, hello there, and thank you so much, as always, for joining me this week for a brand new episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. I kind of say it every week, but I am really, really excited to share this week's topic with you. We are going to talk all about the things that you may never have even thought about as you're going through the planning stages, the months leading up to your wedding. And these topics, these 8 points that I'm going to share with you today, they stem from me hearing from couples and hearing feedback from couples after listening to an episode or reading a blog post. And their feedback is, wow, we never would have even thought about that. Thank you so much for bringing it to our attention. Now, I've been doing this podcast for over 8 years, and let me tell you that that is one of my very favorite and most meaningful pieces of feedback, because part of the value that I have to share with you is that I have been doing this for over 8 years, and I have the priceless beauty of a little thing called hindsight. I just love sharing wedding planning ideas and strategies that go way beyond what you might find if you just do a quick Google search, or if you just scan through a quick article that you find on the internet, on a wedding website, or on social media. Now, don't get me wrong, we cover the basics too here on the Wedding Planning Podcast, but my real passion is going a layer deeper and helping you find the solutions and options that are not quite so obvious. And by doing this, we can uncover these hidden, these unexpected, these blind spots, and we can really get a creative way for you to put a unique spin on your day, to make your guest experience that much more incredible. Or maybe it's even to save you some money by simply making a little adjustment or a swap here and there. And that's truly what the essence of these blind spots are. We're going to shed light on them today so that you don't have to wake up after your wedding is already done and over with and say, wow, I wish we had known what we know now then. And we're going to go ahead and be proactive and make those adjustments and anticipate some of these struggles that couples before you have brought to my attention. So with that, let's get right into wedding blind spot number 1. This one is good. Choosing a comfortable wedding dress. Now, ideally, you'll start shopping for your wedding dress anytime between about 12 to 9 months before your wedding, maybe a little less than that, depending on your circumstances. But this is one of the relatively earlier stage planning items. And since we're here, I can't emphasize enough how critical it is to choose a dress that you really feel comfortable in. Now, obviously, wearing a wedding dress is not the equivalent of wearing comfy sweatpants and laying around on the couch, but pretty please prioritize a dress that you can move around in freely and that you're not going to be constantly fidgeting with. An ill-fitting or an uncomfortable dress will make you exhausted and miserable halfway through your wedding day, and nobody wants that. Just keep in mind, these are the unforeseen little things. Keep in mind that your wedding dress might weigh anywhere from 5 to 10 or more pounds. Now, just imagine going through your entire day carrying 2 5-pound dumbbells every single move you make. And your wedding day is long and exhausting as it is. You don't need that added exertion of hauling around a gigantic dress that you're uncomfortable in. It's easy to see how wearing the dress alone, that can zap your energy. And nothing is worse than feeling uncomfortable and exhausted all day long because you chose a dress that's impossible to sit down in. Maybe it rubs under your arms or it's so big and heavy that you can't even move around freely. So to wrap this all up, in a nutshell, when you're trying on dresses, please do yourself a favor and keep a reasonable degree of comfort top of mind as you make your final decision. And moving on to wedding blind spot number 2 that trips couples up all the time, and that is all the last minute things that you're going to need to do and saving things until the last minute. Looking at your to-do list in the weeks and the days before your wedding day causes so much unnecessary stress and panic in couples. And the last thing you want to do is go into the day before your wedding and your wedding day and the day after feeling absolutely exhausted and completely over it because you've been stretched too thin in the weeks leading up to your big day. The good news is that it does not have to be that way, and I'm not going to go into a ton of specifics today because I do have a full show dedicated to prioritizing, managing, and delegating all the last minute tasks that are going to pile up in the final 2 weeks before your wedding. And that show, my friend, is scheduled for next week, so stay tuned for lots more details. Wedding blind spot number 3, insurance, permits, and licensing. Here is a very frightening scenario. It's just days before your wedding and you find out that you need an insurance certificate provided to your venue for $1 million of coverage against liability for alcohol service. Is this going to invoke a panic attack? Most likely, yes. This would definitely be an appropriate thing to freak out over. That is, if you didn't know that securing wedding insurance and liability coverage for your wedding is actually pretty easy. And I even have an entire episode dedicated to this topic, and that's dated July 12th of 2023. If you scroll back in the podcast feed, you'll find that episode and you can get so much more details so that this is an item you can check off your list and handle well in advance. Couples will often overlook issues concerning parking and transportation. Now, if you are early in the process of researching and touring wedding venues, then parking and transportation are two things to keep in mind as you narrow down your options and make a final decision. With the advent in the past few years of ride-sharing services like Lyft and Uber, what on earth did we do before that? Getting around after you've had a few drinks is easier than ever. But here's the thing. If you're eyeing a remote, rustic mountain resort in the middle of nowhere for your reception, and your guests all have to stay at the nearest neighboring town, which is 50 miles away, then I cannot confidently say that you're going to have a swarm of Uber drivers waiting to shuttle everyone home when your reception ends at midnight. Every situation, every location, and every parking and transportation situation is going to be very unique and different. I am simply offering that this is something that you prioritize and keep top of mind as you're choosing your venue. I have a couple who listens to the show and they ran into a huge problem when they had to book a shuttle service for their guests at the very last minute. They booked their venue and they assumed that the hotel would graciously transport their guests from the reception back to the hotel property, which is a very generous assumption to make. If a property did that, I would be honestly kind of surprised. So the moral of the story here is that they ended up with a $2,000 hit to their budget literally just weeks before the wedding because they did not even ask the question about transportation. So $2,000 later, not to mention a ton of stress and tears and anger and frustration, and this whole situation is something that can be avoided if you consider transportation and parking early on as you're booking your venue and as you're booking your hotel room block for your guests.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. Susan has been in the travel business for 27 years, and she personally travels to her recommended destinations all the time. So she has firsthand on-the-ground experience with all the amazing resorts, excursions, and services that she recommends. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And that leads very seamlessly into our next blind spot, which is guest accommodations, so specifically hotel room blocks or Airbnb options. Now, reserving a hotel room block is a very straightforward process that takes just a little bit of research and a few phone calls. This is a really nice and convenient gesture to provide to your out-of-town guests, giving them a recommendation for exactly where to stay for the wedding. Now, your chosen hotel or hotels can be also easily displayed on your wedding website so that your guests can just go there and get one-click access to exactly where they should stay. And then the general topic of where they should stay, this ties back into your early selection of your venue property. And we've touched on that a couple of times in our conversation today. But where your venue is located in relation to the nearest affordable, convenient, nice accommodations is another thing to really prioritize. So for example, if you have envisioned that you want to do a wedding at the ocean in your favorite small beach town in July, that sounds amazing, but you do need to consider the availability and the cost of accommodations. So for example, in that scenario, if 200 out-of-town guests all have to pay thousands of dollars for hotel rooms on the ocean in July, or maybe as an alternative, they need to end up staying inland in neighboring towns that are an hour or more away because there literally are not any rooms available in the quaint seaside town, then that is going to put a really dark cloud of inconvenience over every single thing about your wedding weekend. So as we're planning and as we're making these big decisions about location, about venue, about time of year, yes, of course, it is your wedding. And yes, of course, I always want your wedding to be a reflection of you and your top priorities, but things like considering your guest experience are also very important as well. And nothing could be more applicable to that than considering where they're going to stay, how much it's going to cost, and what the availability of that will be. And to reiterate another point from earlier in this episode, that's a perfect example of something that is completely manageable when you're proactive about it and when you're thinking about that sort of thing from the beginning of your planning process, and you're not being backed into a corner by choosing a venue, choosing a date, and then all of a sudden you're realizing, oh shoot, there's nowhere there for our guests to stay, or the rooms that weekend are $700 a night, or they're going to have to drive an hour or 2 hours away to get any form of reasonable accommodations. Okay, up next we have blind spot number 6, which is dealing with unexpected fees and expenses. Huge, huge blind spot. So this is a quote from a listener who wrote in about their flowers. Actually, I'm not going to read it as a quote. I'm going to paraphrase. So they wanted to do double duty with the flowers from their ceremony, and they wanted to use those same arrangements to decorate their reception. And when they went to pay the final florist contract invoice, they noticed a line item that they were going to be charged an additional $400 moving fee to move the ceremony flowers to their reception. And in this case, the ceremony and the reception were literally like yards away. It was like a matter of moving it from one building to another building on the same property. So this was a big unexpected expense. $400 is a lot of money when you don't have it planned in with, you know, all the other things that you expect to be paying for. So this here is a perfect example of how essential it is that you build a cushion into your budget for unexpected fees and expenses, because I can promise you, I can't promise you a lot, but I can pretty much promise you that there is going to be some form of unexpected money that you're going to need to spend between now and your wedding day. And speaking of this topic, again, it's a rich one. We could go so much deeper, and we're going to. I have an upcoming show in the works, and we're going to dedicate the whole half hour or so to talking about how you can plan for unexpected costs. So stay tuned in the coming weeks for lots more on that. And next up, very high on the list of things that couples wish they had figured out sooner than they did, is concerning catering. And specifically, couples are often very disappointed that they have spent too much money on underwhelming food and drinks when they find out that there are so many alternative and creative options out there. Now, again, this is a huge popular topic when we're talking about things of couples feedback saying like, whoa, I never even would have thought of that. Don't get me wrong, catering is a tricky subject, and there is a ton of outside the box, very high level planning, organizing, hands-on, do-it-yourself prep, and that is not for everyone. Some of us do not want to do any prep or work or outside researching or do-it-yourself projects, and that's totally fine. Some of us have the budget, and we are more than happy to pay professionals to go ahead and execute an unforgettable and a gorgeous wedding day, and that includes catering. However, if you're up for a little bit of research and a little bit of a challenge, and you have the time and you are all about saving a few hundred or even thousands of dollars, then you should definitely consider some outside the box options for wedding day food and drinks. So the surprise news that I have for you here right now today is that no, you actually don't have to hire a professional catering team, and you definitely don't have to pay $15 per drink to host a top shelf open bar for your guests. If you do the research, and if you choose the right venue, and if, again, the thought of a little bit of extra work and research does not bother you. My now husband, John, and I planned and shopped for our own wedding day appetizers, main meal, and top shelf bar. This totally suited our personalities. We had a ton of fun with it. And this move alone, I'm not exaggerating. This move literally saved us about $10,000 over the quotes that we were receiving from a professional catering team. And even better than that, this is a longer story that I'll share in longer form on another episode, but our vision of how we wanted our wedding day meal to look was very, very specific. And when I shared that vision with wedding professionals, I got a resounding across the board, no, no, we won't do that. No, it won't work. No, you shouldn't do that. And that alone made the decision for us. Like, okay, if a professional can't execute this for us, then we're going to need to take the reins and do it ourselves. And it turned out awesome. It was not easy and there was a ton of work involved, but I would never do it any other way. And in that same spirit, I hear feedback from couples every week who do take advantage of all the creative options that are out there. And this includes casual style catering from their favorite local restaurants. It can be a very casual restaurant. Maybe it's a deli. Food trucks are huge, street market stalls. And these couples can literally save thousands of dollars very easily over just going out and hiring a traditional wedding caterer who's gonna serve you traditional, quote, wedding food. And then I sadly also hear from couples every week who wish that they had considered some more creative options and taken just a little more time and thought before pulling the trigger on a wedding catering service that wound up being super underwhelming for the final price tag. So is exploring alternative catering options, including maybe even doing your own appetizers, drinks, and or main meal for everyone? No, it is definitely not. And I always like to say when it comes to a do-it-yourself wedding project, you do not have to take an all-or-nothing approach. Doing your own appetizers and drinks alone could save you thousands of dollars. And then go ahead and hire a traditional catering team to come in and do the main meal. We can kind of pick and choose our own adventure and choose the components that we're excited about doing, and then we can leave the rest to a paid professional. There's no one size fits all here. And there are also a ton of past episodes of the podcast that explore a lot of really fun ideas about creative food and drink options. This is a topic that I am very passionate about and I am always excited to revisit. So stay tuned for lots more. We'll do a bunch more shows on that coming up in the future. And then to round out today's show, I have blind spot number 8. And this one is a little bit different in the sense that it's not like a tangible to-do list thing. It's more of an intention that you can weave throughout everything you plan and every decision you make between now and wedding day. And that is the idea that you do not have to always follow old-fashioned traditional wedding etiquette and rules that do not feel right for you. So again, this is really focusing on saving your sanity and approaching your wedding plans with a sense of clarity and confidence that you are making the decisions that are appropriate for you and your partner and that you and your partner are really excited about. It is so easy to feel like we're drowning in etiquette and rules. With social media in our ear all the time, no one is shy about sharing their opinions, strangers on the internet and family and friends included. And everyone has their own very, very passionate opinion on how you should word your invitations, how horrible and tacky it is to have a cash bar, attitudes about inviting children to weddings, what traditions you absolutely have to include in the wedding day. And in all of that noise, I always encourage you to just take a step back and reframe things. So this all gets stressful and heavy when our expectations of what our wedding, quote, should look like, when that conflicts with our realistic budget, our personal styles, our personal wants. I am such a firm believer in your wedding day being a celebration of you and your partner, whatever that looks like. Because at the end of the day, the only reason we're doing any of this is because you're making a really, really special commitment to one another. And you are looking to celebrate that with your loved ones. that is, in a nutshell, that's what a wedding celebration is. And then it's so easy to get tied up in old traditions and etiquette and formalities and things that you feel like you have to do. I really, really encourage you to view those wedding etiquette and rules and traditions with critical eyes. And you always have the support from me to forget what everyone else is doing and just to do what feels the best for the two of you. Please believe me, I know that in so many situations, real life situations, that is so much easier said than done. It's not always easy, but it is worth it to stand true to what you want to have happen and what you feel good about. And 9 times out of 10, if you approach your friends and your family about why you're making the decisions that you are making, and when you approach that with an understanding and a generous spirit of compromise, then again, 9 times out of 10, it will all work out. Thank you to everyone who has come over and been hanging out on Instagram. Social media is not something that comes naturally to me, and it's not something that I have poured a lot of time and energy into in the past. So I am posting there regularly as Wedding Planning Podcast. That's all one word. So come and find me. Drop a comment into a post. I will reply to as many as I possibly can. Please feel free to share with your family and friends who would find it helpful. And again, I would really love to hear from you there. And in closing, I know that you have literally millions of options in terms of wedding planning resources and websites, blogs, magazines, social media accounts, other wedding planning podcasts. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for spending this time with me each week and for including me in your wedding planning journey. It is really a huge honor to be a part of it, and it's a huge responsibility that I hold with a lot of respect and gratitude. So thank you, and I will meet you here again next week, same time, same place.